What?
Okay, today is Daf Yud. We're on Daf Yud. We're 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down where it says, Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. So we know, and if you didn't know, you can learn it now, that when you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, and then it gets a mum, you have to redeem it. Right? You have to redeem it. The carbon. Anything that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash you want to get redeemed, you have to pay a fifth. But the halacha is, only the owner had to pay a fifth. So if I donate a carbon, and it got a mum, now I have to redeem it and buy another carbon, I have to pay a fifth. What about Yossi? Yossi doesn't have to pay a fifth. Yossi could redeem it without the fifth. That's a halacha. Yossi can redeem it without the fifth. Okay? So boy, Rami Bar Chama. Makdish Mosif Chomesh? Does the Makdish have to pay the fifth? Or Mechaper Mosif Chomesh? Or does the Mechaper pay a fifth? In other words, Reuven comes over to me and says, listen, you know, I'm a little tight. I need to bring a carbon. I did a chet. I need to bring a carbon. Once I was on Shabbos, I turned the light on my mistake. I don't have the money. Can you sponsor me? So I'll sponsor you. So I'm the sponsor. I'm the Mekadesh, but Reuven is the Mechaper. Now it gets the mum. So who has to redeem it? Me or Reuven? That's the Gemara's question, right? Rashi says, long Rashi here, Tekai Malon, Habayla Mosivin Chomesh, the Baal has to add a fifth, Impodin Esak Hekdeshon, if you want to redeem it, V'macher Impodin Ein Mosivin Chomesh. But if someone else redeems it, that guy doesn't have to pay a fifth. Hilkach, I fresh de carbon lechaparis chaveiro. I donate a carbon for the kapar of my friend. The humam, and it gets a mum. Man have a bailam de day. Who's the owner of this animal? Who's considered the bailam? That I pay the fifth. The e parik le mosif chomish. And if you redeem, you have to add the fifth. Makdish have a bailam? Is the makdish the bailam? Avo mechaper ke'echad ka'acher dami. But the mechaper is like some other guy, random guy, that ain't a mosif, it doesn't pay the fifth. Or mechaper have a bailam de day. Or the mechaper is the bailam. So back to the Gemara, Amar Rava, it's a perisha pasuk, Amar Kra. From our Makdish, you go as Beso. If the Makdish will do it. Right? If the Makdish will, right? Makdish, Velom is Chaper. The Makdish, not the Chaper. It's a perisha pasuk, the Makdish. Okay? By Rav Chama, good? Ha Makdish osit Tamura, or Mischaper osit Tamura. Who can make Tamura? The Makdish? Or the Mischaper. I fancy Reuven. Who could do Tamura? Me or Reuven? So Amar Rava, in Cain, if so, that a Mischaper, a Makdish can make Tamura, if that's true, that a Makdish can make Tamura, then Matsinu Tzibur v'Shutfin Osen Tamura. Then you'll have a case where a Tzibur or a Shutuf can make Tamura. And we're going to learn later in the week that they can't do it. You can't have Tamura on a carbon by partners. I mean, you say, let's bring a carbon together with such good friends. Excellent. The kid Tamura can't be done. And if you're going to allow the Mischap, if you allow the Makdish to make Tamura, then that's what will happen. Why? Let's say a Tzibur, the whole Klal Yisrael, sends me to Makdish a carbon. Go, Menachem, go be Makdish a carbon for the whole Tzibur. For, I don't know, a carbon Pesach or something. A carbon to be brought on Yontif, on Shavuos or something. A carbon Tzibur. I go, oh, that looks like a wonderful animal. I'll go do that one. Then what happens? I'm the Makdish. But for who? It's for the whole Klal Yisrael. Right? I can make Tamura? Turns out, if I could do that, then I'm making Tamura on the whole Klal Yisrael. That can't be right. Because the Klal Yisrael can't have Tamura. Can't have Tamura on a carbon Tzibur. So therefore, it must be that the Mischaper could do it. Okay?
Only the Mischaper.
And therefore, when it's more than one person, it's not possible. V'od also, Dhamma Rav Nachana Amrav Huna, Tana, Kabana Lashem, Al Nizir Bulvad Ashar Tasig Yado. This is talking about a Nazir. That when a Nazir brings, when he gets out of his Nazirus and he brings Kabanos, the Pasuk says, Ashar Tasig Yado. That goes by his salary. By how much he has tax brackets. So Gemara says, V'chi nazir nidan behesik yad? That's not even true. The nazir doesn't make a difference whether he's rich or poor. He has to bring the same karbanos. What does it mean? Tasig yad means how much your hand can reach. How much money you have. Doesn't make sense. Ha-ketah, what does that pasuk mean? Ha-ketah, karbanah l'Hashem al-Nizro, shehifrish mishalo. That means that that he donated his own carbon. Asher tasig milvad asher tasig yado shishir for shlova cherim. And that means someone else did it. Someone else sponsored my carbonos for Nazir. So that's what it means. Asher tasig yado means someone else. He sponsored my carbonos. Lamai hilchasa. What do you mean he sponsored someone else? Why can't he do that? I need a pasuk to tell me he could do that. Ilay malin kapara. Do you want to sponsor my Nazir carbonos because he's a good friend of mine? So pshita de machapale. Why wouldn't it work? Of course it works. Why not? Ella inyan tamura regarding tamura. The hechi v'hachi kamar. Here's what I mean to say. Af kif risho lo. Even though my friend sponsored my carbonos for me, nevertheless, acherim osa tamura. I make tamura. I'm the one who can make tamura, even though you sponsored it. Who am I? I'm the nazir. I'm the mischaper. Who are you? You're the makdish. You're the one who did it. You're the one who donated it, but you did it for me. Right? Understand? Shma mina, but the mischaper is leaning. So you see, you go after the mischaper. Clearly. Right? A nazir, why did the Torah tell me that a nazir has to pay based on his paycheck? That's not true. No, it meant another guy. Another guy is going to sponsor my Naziris. Regarding what? Says the Gemara, only regarding sponsorship. Who could do the Tamura? Only me. You see, the Mischaper could do Tamura. Lo, says the Gemara, lo. L'inyan kap, it should take Kapara. It should be, no. In other words, the Torah is not telling me anything about Tamura. The Torah is telling me that another guy could sponsor you Naziris Karbanos. Why can't he? Why would I think he can't? Because, would Kakashalach Matana Kayavinale? What, he can't give a present to me? He can't give me a present? He can't donate the animals for me? Well, why not? So, Elav de Rabbi Rachmana Mulvada Shadazi Yado, if not for that extra words, Havamin, I would have thought, Xeris Akasavi, but Nazir's different. Nazir's different. It says, Karbono, mi Karbono, his Karbono, midide hu de mischaper. Only your own animals will work. Midacher, lo. Other animals, other guy wants to sponsor you. Every other Karbon he can. Now, when it comes to Nazir, Kamash Malan, even when it comes to Nazir. So we don't have a raya who can make tamura, the mechaper or the mischaper. Rava did say, we said before, it makes sense to say the mischaper, because if it can be the mekadesh, then you'll have a tamura by carbon seabors, which can't be. So that's one raya. We should bring another raya from Nazir. That raya we got rid of. So my havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Tashma, Dam Ravo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Makdish Mosef Chomish, the Makdish has to pay the fifth, that's obvious. Mischaper osa tamura, the mischaper can make tamura, like Rava said. Torem mishalo al shalachirim. If you pay money to, you're not a kohen. Kohen not allowed to do this. If you pay, if a Yisrael pays money so that another Yisrael will give his truma to a kohen of his choice. In other words, Reuven says to Shimon, "Here's $100. Give all your truma to my son-in-law." The $100 belongs to Shimon the Kohen, Shimon the Israel. That payment goes to the Israel. Why would I think not? It's a hard question. My taima, Amar Kra, Eskal Meiser, Tuvuascha, Vinasata. All the Meiser you give. So whenever you pay to have the Truma steered toward a certain Kohen, that money, that payment goes to the Israel. Okay? That was the easy part of today's daf. Now it's not so easy. Not as hard as yesterday, but not so easy. Okay, ready? In Mamirin, you cannot do Tamura lo evarin bu'uvarin. Not limbs for fetuses. Why can't the Mishnah just talk about a fetus without limbs? What does that mean even? So Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo evarin dechulin, lo evarin dechulin, but uvarin dehektish. Which means, there's an animal that's a carbon. Or, the baby inside is a carbon. Not even going to get to makdish davar shlobal olam, forget all that. Baby inside is a carbon. Now, what do you say? Shim amar, tehe regal behemazu, the leg of this animal, tamuras ubar hektosh, shebehe behemazu, should be a tamura for the fetus in that animal, which is already hektish. Ein hakadusha chala al aver. There's no kadusha on the aver, on the foot. Okay? You hear that line in Mishnah? You hear that Mishnah? You hear such a Mishnah? Maseches Tamura? Ein mamirin lo ubrin be'ibarin, and not the other way around either. Velo evarin be'ubrin, velo ubrin be'ibarin. What's that? Next Rashi. Shim amar hari ubor shebe'e behemas chul and zu. There's an animal that's pregnant, a pregnant animal in your flock. And you say, I'm going to transfer the Kedusha of this leg, of this hectish animal right here, with the fetus over there. That doesn't work. Ein ze uber kodesh. The uber does not become holy.
Because it's a leg for a... What's the reason? Why would you think it works?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Everything will be fleshed out in the Gemara. It's a very cryptic Mishnah. I said, why have it been fetus? Why have it been limbs? How about transfer the Kedusha of the animal for the uber? How about that?
Why is it saying
limbs? So we'll get to that, right?
When you say fleshed out, is that an intentional pun?
No, it's not intentional. It's unintentional.
Okay.
Velo shlamim. Okay, velo shlamim. Velo ubrin. Oh, velo ubrin. Ve'evarim b'shlamim. You can't even transfer ubars, fetuses, or limbs for whole animals. Velo shlamim b'hem. Not whole animals, for them. Rabbi Yossi says, no, mamirin evarim b'shlemim. You can transfer evarim on whole animals, but avalo shlemim b'hem, not whole animals on them. Now Rabbi Yossi explains himself. Rabbi Yossi, v'halo, b'mukdashim that works. B'mukdashim, when it comes to a hektish, Omar, ragla zu shel ola, I want to donate that hoof for an ola. What's the halacha, according to Rabbi Yossi? Kula ola. The whole thing becomes an ola. There's no such thing as a hoof that's an ola. You have to bring the entire animal. So when someone says, I want to donate that leg, that means you want to donate the whole animal. So you mean to say the leg and the whole animal that comes along with it. So why should it be different if it's an uber? Why should it be different? It'll be tumor on the whole animal. And we'll get to him also. We're not going to spend the whole daf for now in the first part. Okay?
Animal. I want to give that. What are you saying about Uber? I don't know.
It's much fresher.
Well, what is the rationale?
I don't know. Now, Itmar. We're going to spend the whole daf now on this following two lines. Barpada Omar. Barpada says, Ein Kedusha Chala al Ubarin. There is no Kedusha on an Uber. What does that mean? Says, it's a very important Rashi here. Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Im hiktish ubar b'yimei behema, if you donate an ubar inside a mother, ain't a kadosh shekarev. It's not a carbon. It's not a carbon. You see the mother's pregnant. I'm going to donate the ubar as a carbon. That baby is not a carbon. Im hikriv le kishinolad, and if you bring it when it's born, v'lo akdishe mishinolad, and you don't make it kodesh when it's born again, ma'isi chul lazara. You brought chulin into the azara. Why? It's not a carbon. You said it's a carbon. Yeah, but it wasn't born yet. So it's nothing. So it's not a carbon. You thought it was a carbon. That doesn't take, it's a very interesting Rashi, what he's saying. That what makes a carbon?
It's alive.
Speech makes a carbon. If you don't say it, you can have all the thoughts in your head. It's not a carbon. It's chulin azara. You have to say, I want to make that a carbon. Speech makes it into a carbon. Right? If you don't speak it, you can have all the attention in your head. The guy thinks it's a carbon. He said it even when he even said speech at the wrong time. Well, it counts. Doesn't count. So you must say it. If you don't say it, it doesn't count. Therefore, t'chul azara. V'im hifrish. Now that's the easy halacha, right? There's a baby inside. Doesn't have the status of a carbon. What if the mother's a carbon? So v'im hifrish chatos me'uberes. Now, if you donate a chatos, hifrish, he set it aside, a pregnant chatos, lo have kishte chatos lachrayas, it's not like you have two chatoses here. Have the mother, have the baby. Now, why would somebody designate two chatoses for one avera? Because it's called achrayas. If the first one gets lost, or something happens to it, I have a backup. That's a little bit of an anal retentive person, but you're allowed to do that. You can donate a second one as a backup. And what happens to the backup if you don't need it? Then it becomes an older or something. I forgot already what happens. Here it says, this is not that case where the second one's achrayas. The ubar mikoach imehu, the kaddish, The ubar only flows from the koach of the mother. The kaddish, that's holy. V'lo mikoach atzmo, it doesn't have any independent koach. It doesn't have any independent kedusha. V'arei kivlad chatos ulamisa ozel. There's a halacha that a vlad of a chatos has to die. There are five chatoses that have to die. One of them is the vlad of a chatos. What does it mean have to die? You don't wait for it to get a mum. You put it in a room and you lock the door and you come back 2 months later. That's what you do. Sounds harsh? That's what you do. It's a vlad chatos. Says Bar Pada, Rashi is explaining, there's no independent kedusha. There's no independent kedusha on the animal. It's not a chray, it's a second animal. What is it? It's a vlad chatos. And a vlad chatos goes to Misa. V'chein l'chol dvar of harei hei kevlad kachim v'lo t'chilas hekdash. In every regard, whatever other regards there are, in every other regard, it's considered a vlad, and it's not considered its own hekdash. That's Bar Padashita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, next line of the Gemara, kedusha chala al uber. No, there is kedusha on an uber. Such a thing. Now look at the next Rashi. D'chi amrinan vlad chatas l'misa azel. Yeah, but there's a halacha that halacha l'moshim in Sinai, that one of the five chatas is a vlad chatas, has to die. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that a vlad chatas has kedusha, has to die? No, says Rashi, that's only hainu hecha demafrish v'chatoso v'nitz abra v'yolda. Now that's where you donated it, then it got pregnant, then it has to die. Ah, dil halacha l'moshim in Sinai, dil halacha l'moshim in Sinai, ninu chamesh chatas mesos. V'hachi gamiri la demesa. And that's one of the five, no question about it. Aval I afreshe me'uberes, but I donated it, it was already pregnant. It was already pregnant. Now I'm afresh it for a carbon. Ubor ki behema acheres. The ubor is like a separate entity. V'chayla ole kedusha ba'anpe nafshe. It has its own kedusha. You hear this? V'havi le'kem afresh dechatos l'achrayis. It's as if you make two chatoses, one's a backup for achrayis. The mischaper be'ezah shiirtza. You can, whichever one you want, you can pick for the chatas. V'hashniya tira. And the second one, you wait for it to get a mum, and then you redeem it. Alma, kedusha chala ala uberin. Kedusha chala ala uber. And the Gemara is going to say, I'm a baby. You can even have, the mother is a chatas, the baby could be an ola. The mother is a chatas, the baby could be nothing. Whatever you want. Okay? So it's a machlokes between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. What's the status of an uber? But only in a case where you mafresh it after it was pregnant already. Because before it was pregnant, then you mafresh, then it got pregnant, then everyone holds it has to die. So it's a very unique case. You mafresh a pregnant animal, and then what's the story with the baby inside? According to Bar Pada, there's no story. There's nothing to talk about. It's a chatas, it's a vlad chatas that's going to have to die. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no. It has its own kedusha. It could be a chatas, it could be an old, it could be nothing. It could be chulin, whatever you want. So now, for us, Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hikdish chatos mu'uberes. If you makdish a chatos that was already pregnant, v'yolda, and had a baby, ratza bazem mischaper, ratza bazem v'volda mischaper. You can use either one you want. They're both good. So, utzricha. I need both cases. What both cases? So really, Rabbi Yochanan said two things. First he said, kedusha is chal on an ubar, regardless of what you did with the mother. Right? Regardless, unrelated to the mother. Ubar, kedusha chal on the ubar, unrelated to what the mother's story is. Right? The mother could be a chulin, and the baby inside is a chatos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. He then said a second thing. For us, then he said a second thing. If you makdish an ubar, if you makdish an animal that's already pregnant, the baby also can be whatever you want. A carbon. So it's two different statements he said. And tzricha, both are necessary. Diash minahach kamaisa. If you only would have had the first case, that what? That you can donate a baby by itself, an uber by itself. Hasimu da'akdashe l'ubra. That's why ubra l'gufe. That's when it would work. Avol hacha da'akdashe l'ime. But when in the second case, where I'm akdash the mother, ha'bechal ime lo kadosh. I would say, well, it's no different than any other part of the mother or the mother's body. You can't makdish the heart, different than the limbs, different than the kidneys. It's all the same thing. So the baby's the same thing. Right? V'yashmina basraisa. And if you only had the second case, where you donated the mother and the baby also. Hasamhu the nafidus, hasamhu the akdish lay for chol de ispe. That would make sense. When I makdish an animal, I makdish the entire animal. Everything in there is my makdish. The heart and the lungs and the kidney and the fetus, it's all makdish. Avohacha, the akdish lay, but when I makdish just the uber itself, without the mother, kivan de lethe abroi, it's not here, it's not outside, it's still inside the womb. Maybe lo kaddish, maybe it's not, it doesn't work. Tzrichano works, and that's what I need him to tell me that works too. That's the Biyachon and Shita. Good? Lishnachrina, another version of the exact same story. My Kamash Malon, why did Rabbi Yochanan need to tell me two statements? That you can donate the Uber individually, and the mother and the Uber are two separate kabanos. Why do you say both statements? So this is a hard line over here. Im shiuro mishuyar, if I want to donate just the mother and not the baby, so shiur means I'm leaving over. Im shiure mishuyar, right? I'm leaving over the baby. The baby has no kedusha, just the mother. V'ubar lav yerech imohu. And the ubar is not considered, a yerech means a thigh, but it means it's not considered the heart, and the lungs, and the kidneys, and the small intestine, and the lot, and also the fetus. No, ubar is not like that. Ubar is lav yerech imohu. It's not considered part of the mother. Yes, it's in the mother, and it's growing, and it's being nourished from the mother, but halachically, it's not considered part of the mother. It's its own entity. So if that's, he's arguing. If that's true, then tarti lamali. Why did the Rebbe say two different cases? One, you can do the Uber by itself, and two, you can do the Uber and the mother, the two separate kabanos. It's the same question. Just said in different words. Right? Yeah. Let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi on the third wide line. That Rabbi Yochanan considers the Ubar its own entity. V'lo ki vlad chatos, the azul lemisa. It's not a vlad chatos that has to die. Why? When you only donated it after it got pregnant. Shmamina, do you have a boy l'shiru l'ubar l'kadja charis m'shuyar? If you want to make a separate kedusha on the baby, you have the right to do that. Kigon, for example, im amar zuhi t'chatos v'ubra ola, the mother should be a chatos, and the baby inside should be an ola. Dvarv kayamin, it works. The uber lav yerech imahu. The uber has nothing to do with the mother. Yes, physically, of course it does. Halachically, it doesn't. Nothing to do with the mother. Unrelated things. Oh, im shiure lomar, hi chatos v'adachulin. Oh, I want the mother to be a chatos. I want the baby to be nothing. Chulin. Havi, also going to work. Also going to work. Ulubar pada, Barpada doesn't agree to this. Barpada Namaral said, no such thing. Whenever you makdish the mother, that doesn't work. You can't have the baby be something different than the mother. Of course not. According to Barpada, the Vlad is a chatas, has to die. And if he said, I want the baby to be chulin, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Fine. So they have a huge machlokas here. Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. The question now is, why did Rabbi Yochanan say it twice? Once, if he said, if I donate the baby inside, it works, and I can make the baby and the mother two separate kabanas. Is it the same halacha, really? So we're going to give the same answer, really. Tzricha, back to the Gemara. Diyad mar baha, if he only had the case of the baby by itself, yes, mishum de ime chazil legufe migoy denach the kedusha la nach the name of the vlad. I would think that it's still on the mother. Therefore, you can't have separate kedusha unrelated to the mother. Aval idach, but in the second case, right? I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Baha means amaklish the mother and the baby to be different kabanos. I would have thought. That's a big chiddush. Mishum de imei hu legufe, because the mother and the baby are in the same body, really. So migoy denach de kedusha la nach de nami levlad. I would have thought whatever you make the mother applies to the baby, because the baby is no different than the lungs, right? Aval idach lo. But in the case of just the baby, I wouldn't have said that. Kamash malan, chada. That's why I need the first one. Viyad mar baha. But if I would have had only matish the baby, mishub the kamafresh kedusha alav lad. Take out the word aim. Because the kedusha falls on the baby. Aval ahi. But if the case, we do the mother and the baby together. Lo. You can't have two kedushos. Kamash malan, tzvicha. Yes, you can. Okay? Good? So far, so good. Yosef Rav Zera, v'kol ha-shmaitza. Rav Zera said this over, and he was sitting around and said this over. So, Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Zera, listen to this. Ketzin ma'arim and ala b'char. How do you get out of giving a b'char? You don't want to give a b'char. How do you get out of that? Why do you want to get out of it? Because you, the Yisrael, gets nothing out of it. Either it goes to a coin as a carbon, or it goes to a coin as a balmum. How do you get out of that? How do you make a trick to get out of being a b'char? How can you get around that? So, here's how. Hamivakeret tries to move beres. Say if an animal never got pregnant before. And now it's pregnant. So what's going to happen? There's a 50-50 chance it could be a male. And if it's a male, it's a b'char. So how do you get out of it? You want to give a b'char. You don't want to do a b'char. So what do? Omer, ma shebimeiha shalzu ola. The baby inside, I'm making it an ola. So at least, what do you gain by that? So at least you're a check mark in heaven and not the coins. I don't know what you're doing this for, because you give a mitzvah if you give a b'char.
Yeah.
So what are you doing exactly? I don't know, just like any kahana, I don't want to give b'chars. So he doesn't want to give him a b'char. So what does he do? He'll say the baby inside should be an ola. Now, according to Rav Pada, that doesn't work. There's no such thing. According to Rav Yochanan, it could work. According to Rav Pada, that can't work. So,
isn't it a dosha lebalayim?
Yes, I said, put that question aside.
Oh.
Put that, because I don't have an answer to that question. So anyway.
It's not really, because there is something that really started already.
Right.
And most of them come to term.
Most of them do not come to
term. Most of them do. Rove do, yeah.
It's no different than a fruit budding on the tree already.
So I don't know how far along in the process is it considered already bala olam. I don't know. Right. That could be what he's saying. No, anyway,
is that the ola, or can I say I have a requirement to bring a carbon toda? Can I make this a carbon
toda? I don't know. That's not really an ola, by the way.
What?
It's really an ola. Yeah, anyway.
If this fetus, when it's born, has a mom, so it can't be brought as an ola.
Correct.
And be given as a before.
Correct. But the point is, most animals are not born with mums. That's an unusual thing. Most animals are born healthy. Rove are born healthy.
Okay.
See, that's what he said. Anyway, yolda zachar. Now, if it's in a cave, also nothing. Yolda zachar. Hareza ola. If it's a zachar, it's taken ola. Alma, what do you see? Kodesh Umar. You can do this. Right?
Yeah.
Alma, Kodesh Umar. It's a kasha on Bar Pada. Amale. No. Ki tani miki matmasnahi bekedushas damim. No, what you did was, you said I'm only going to donate it as a donation. Kedushas damim. Not donating it as a carbon ola. I'm doing it as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. That's all I'm doing. Okay? Now.
That's splitting hairs. I don't understand the difference in that. If you're donating, you're donating. Call it whatever you want, but you're donating.
Oh, that's the Gemara's very next question. That's the Gemara's next question. So Bar Pada said, you can't donate an Ubar when it's in the womb. There's no such thing. But for damim, I can. It's the difference. Mi alima the kedushas damim to come after ben abachar. What kedushas damim is strong enough to take it out of being a bachar? Because I donated it to the temple upkeep. What kind of thing is that? Yes, it's true. That does work. But now we have a Mishnah that says that this Mishnah is in Bechoros. Kol kachim, any kachim, shekadam mum kavua lehekdeshon. The mum kavua preceded. The Kodesh, in other words, I have an animal in my flock. It was born with a mum. I said a minute ago that's rare, but it does happen. It's born with a mum. I donate that to the Beis HaMikdash. What'd you donate?
Nothing.
Nothing, exactly. So if you did that, the nifdu, now you have to redeem it anyway. We make you redeem it, because you shouldn't have done that. Chayavin b'bechora u'b'matanos. You chayavin b'char and matanos. Now, there's no such thing as b'char on a carbon.
Yeah,
if you donate a carbon, you don't have b'char. The carbon has a baby. The carbon's pregnant. No such thing. Why? It's kachim. Or matanos. Matanos are the zroa, lachayim, the keva, certain parts of the animal, they have to be given to a kohen as a gift. Not on if it's a carbon. So what do you see here? It's not a carbon. Mamash has no status as a carbon. Why? Because you donated something that had a mum. You can't do that. Taima, the reason is, the la'acha sheniftu, after it got redeemed, chayavim. It was chayav in Bukhar. Abel kodem sheniftu, but if before you redeemed it, peturin. It's punted from a carbon. It's punted from Bukhar. Before you redeemed it, it's punted from Bukhar. What happens? What's the case? I donated a mum to the Beis HaMikdash. I was born with a mum, I donated it. I didn't have a chance to redeem it yet. Why not? I didn't redeem it yet. So, but I got a mum. I was born with a mum, I donated it, I didn't redeem it yet. Now it has a bachar. Okay. Is that bachar a bachar? Is that a kedushas bachar? No, of course not. Why not? Yeah. Why not? Because at this second, it's still kachum. It has to be redeemed, has a mum, it's never going to be brought, 100%. But it still has the status of kachem. Alba, what do you see? The alima kedushas damim demafkalei bebuchar. That I could donate something, and it'll take out of the status of bukhar. I can donate this animal. Now it's not even a carbon because it has a mum. So what is it? It's kedushas damim, and there's no bukhar. You hear all this?
No, absolutely not.
When you donate there's rule number one. There's no such thing as Hilchas Bechor by Karbanos.
Correct.
So if a Karban has a baby, no such thing as Hilchas Bechor. Now, I donated an animal that has a mum in it. It was born with a mum. It's born with three legs. I donated it to be a...
So once it's born, you donate it.
You can't donate it when it's not born.
I don't know.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Once it's born, it has a mum, I donate it.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I can't keep it donated because it has a mum. I have to redeem it.
Okay.
But I didn't redeem it. I didn't get around to it. I'll do it next year. Right. And during this year, it has a baby.
Okay.
Is that baby a Bukhar? No. Is it a Bukhar? Halachically, is a Bukhar.
Yeah, it would be.
The answer is no. No, it's not. Why not? Because it's still a carbon. It's still a kachem.
So why is it not a Bukhar? Bukhar is a different, it's just a status.
Yes, but there's no Hilchas Bukhar on kachem. It's halacha.
As I said,
that's the first halacha. There's no. It's biologically it's a bechor. Yes. Scientifically yes. Halachically no. Why not? No bechor is by kachem.
Okay.
What do you see from here?
No different that the coin owns it. It's not bechor.
Exactly. What did I just do? I just showed you that kachem beats bechor.
Okay. Yeah.
Even if it's not even a carbon.
Right.
It still beats bechor.
Right.
So we had a question before. That the now getting back there, he said, how do you get out of doing Bukhar? How do you make a trick and not to give Bukhar? Oh, when it's in the womb, donate it as a carbon.
Okay.
But Prabhupada said you can't donate fetuses as carbonos. No, he meant to say you donate it as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Now how does that take it out of the status of Bukhar? Just like we saw, when you donate a balmum, not a carbon either, and yet there's no bechor. So too, when you donate something to Bedek HaBayis, it's not a bechor. You hear all that? That's the answer.
Basically, you're donating a dovish lebalayim.
Correct. You asked me that already three times.
Oh, I can't get away from it.
We have to learn to do that. Next question. Eishve Omer Ma Shebimeeha Shelzu Ola. Another brisa. What's in the womb is an ola. So muteres, the mom is muteres, begiza, you could shear the mother. Mother's not kedusha. Only the vasur ba'avoda, but you can't work the mother. Why? Mishum kachash uber shaba, because it's going to weaken the uber. By working the mother, you know, grind down that mother, you're going to ruin the uber. Shearing it, nothing. No issue. You can shear it. You can't work it. What do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here?
That
you can make an independent kedusha on the baby. Amalei hanami l'kedushas damim. Same answer. No, you didn't donate it as a carbon. You donated it as a kedushas damim. Umi aliva kedushas damim da athiru le'bavoda. And kedushas damim is strong enough that you can't work the mother now because we're going to ruin the baby. So that's, yeah. Amalei, yes, vatnan. We have a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? That Same story. Anytime the mum precedes the hektish, yotzin l'chulan, what does that mean? It means an animal had a mum, you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't have done that. Now you have to redeem it. So when you redeem it, yotzin l'chulan, it becomes chulan now, ligazes vila eved. And you can shear it and you can work it now. Taima, mishum dinistu. Because you redeemed it. Ha, kodem shiniftu, asurim ba'avoda. You can't work it. Alma, what do you see? Kedusha damim, asurim lay ba'avoda. That just by donating kedusha damim, you ruin the avoda. Same answer. Eisvei. Now let's get to our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, ein mamirin. You cannot do tamura. Lo evarin bu'ubarin. Vlo uvard be'ebarin. Not with limbs and fetuses and limbs. Emuri hudulo me'emar. You can't do tamura. Hamikdash Kaddish, but it's Kedusha. That Kedusha will work, right? There's a Kasha on Barpada. Amalei, no. Bevlade Kadshim hu de Kadshi v'kaimi. The Mishnah is talking about, the baby inside an already Kaddish animal, already a carbon, not independent, right? But one second. That's the animal we're talking about. But such an animal, you can't do tumura anyway. Because the mission is going to say on 2 days from now, E Vlad Kajib Me'iman Hudalo Avdin. You can't do tumura anyway on that. Right? Habrai Avdin. Only outside you can do it. Vatanya. Ein Avlad Ose Tumura. Vlad can't do tumura. You can't do tumura on a Vlad. So what's going on here? Amani Rabbi Yehudahi. It's going to be Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow. The Amar who says, Havlad Ose Tumura. Avlad could, yes, could do tamura. Ira Bihuda, tamura hudala of the hametash kachi, but you make it kodesh? You can't even make it kodesh. Hamar Bihuda, ebarin lo kachi. You can't make ebarin kodesh at all. Hachamayaskina, no, it's different over here, Josh. Be'ever shana shama teluyabo. We're talking about an aver that is life dependent on it, not a leg.
It's heart.
The heart. So if the aver is dependent on it, then even everybody agrees. That if you say I'm being either tamura or makdish, one limb, if it's the heart or the brain, then everyone would agree that the kedusha is chal on the whole animal. Okay? And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the second to bottom, third to bottom line, eighth day. Everybody have a very good day.
Sure.